doing a little show at the local discotheque. This fine chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. European leaders in London scrambling to contain the fallout from last week's Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. There was a meeting there this weekend. At the Academy Awards, Anora won Best Picture, Director and Screenplay, and leading actress Mikey Madison took home Best Actress for playing the title character. There was a tribute to actor Gene Hackman at that show, even though there are still few answers as to what killed him and his wife in their New Mexico home.
Investigators now analyzing data from two cell phones they retrieved from the home, along with thyroid and heart medications, a 2025 monthly planner, and records from MyQuest, a medical diagnostic service. Preliminary tests showed no signs of carbon monoxide poisoning. A full toxicology report has been ordered, but could take months to complete.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Jury selection begins today in the trial of Robert Cremo, who faces multiple counts of first-degree murder for the Highland Park, Illinois Independence Day shooting. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Democrats are raising questions about the Wisconsin Legislature's GOAT Committee. The Government Accountability and Transparency Committee has yet to hold hearings, but co-chair Representative Shea Sortwell has single-handedly made requests of several municipalities regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. Many dairy farmers and processors are feeling the impact of the Trump administration's funding freeze. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says the USDA has confirmed the funding freeze for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative, which has 88 Wisconsin awards amounting to nearly $6.5 million in process. And some Green Bay Packers season ticket holders are being denied renewals this year. Officials with the team say people who have been exclusively reselling all their season tickets will be taken off the renewal list this season. The turnover could shorten the wait time for people who have been waiting to buy those tickets.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are tracking a system that has the potential to bring some fairly heavy rain late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night, and then eventually rain will mix with and change to snow on Wednesday into Wednesday night. There could be some minor accumulation with that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles, mid-40s. Get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 804 with Tears for Fears.
Show, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on. In violent times, you shouldn't have to say.
Black and white.
93.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:12 on Monday morning. I do want to take a moment. We do have something very serious to discuss from the Baraboo Police Department this morning. The Baraboo Police Department has received multiple reports of reckless driving along Park Street. They want to bring it to everyone's attention that there are pedestrians in these areas and that they are concerned for their safety during travel to and from school. The Baraboo Police Department will be providing additional patrols in and around this area and will issue traffic citation to violators. It is crucial that you drive responsibly and pay attention to your surroundings, or you may find yourself in traffic court. Please slow down, watch for pedestrians, and obey all traffic signs. The Baraboo Police Department urges everyone to drive responsibly and be aware of your surroundings. The Bear Police Department thanks for your cooperation in making schools safer for everyone. Again, there's been reckless driving reports on the Park Street area, and there's going to be extra patrols in that area, and they will be issuing citations before and after school. So please, slow down and be aware of your surroundings. Right, Emily?
Yes, absolutely. That's a really, really big topic. You know, doesn't matter what community you live in, right? It's just the fact is we all share our roads with bikers, with cars, and with walkers. So let's be thoughtful and be careful. And, you know, the commute in the morning can be one of those things, and on the way home, that you're kind of just going through the motions, getting to work or getting back or whatever, and you're kind of just thinking about other things, but you want to be aware that, you know, you are on the road and sharing that with folks that are also trying to get to where they're going to get to, even if they're on foot. So just drive carefully out there. Be aware of pedestrians for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. So again, be aware of your surroundings wherever you're at. So we are going to talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society. It's a pet of the week this week. I want to clarify that momentarily here. So we're going to talk about our pet of the week. And for more information about the Sauk County Humane Society, you can go to saukhumane.org. Emily, and who is our pet of the week this week?
I can't even. This photo is just so this cute little this little boy named Mickey. He's so cute. He's 1 year old. Black and white tuxedo, domestic short hair. He's quite gentle and loves lap time. He can be a bit shy at first when meeting new people, but will warm up eventually. He enjoys toys, balls to bat across the floor, and things that dangle on a string. While toys are fun, Mickey is most content in your lap, purring quietly as he enjoys some head scratches. He's neutered and will be microchipped and up to date on vaccines before going home. So he's adorable. He's got this little black kind of like smudge action happening on the white part of his face right over his nose and his little chin. So it kind of looks like he has like a goatee. Like,
it does. Oh, his chin so looks cute. Like a goatee.
Super cute. He's adorable. They do such a good job over there at Sauk County Humane. You know, please visit their site, www.saukhumane.org, to see Mickey and all of the other available animals for adoption. If you are in that mind frame about adding a furry family member, please check out saukhumane.org because there are so many available animals and they all need love and a forever home. There's also some stuff coming up in May that they're putting on, a pledge walk. Dave, did you want to share about that from Sauk County Humane Society?
Yeah, so most definitely, again, for more information, you can go to saukhumane.org. It's time to gear up, get out those walking shoes, and prepare for the 26th annual Paws Pledge Walk. This walk will be held on Saturday, May 3rd at the Baraboo Dog Park Maxwell Potter Conservatory. Walkers and their pups may consider a 3-mile or 1-mile walk along the Baraboo River Walk. This walk is from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and there will be great prizes for those raising the most pledges. So, again, that is Saturday, May 3rd from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Go to saukhumane.org for more information. We do want to mention that they need donations as well, and this includes canned cat food, bleach, laundry detergent, and Dawn. And we've been talking about Dawn for the past couple of weeks. If you want to go check out their Amazon wish list, you can go to saukhumane.org, go to the Amazon wish list, purchase those items, put them in your cart, and have them delivered directly to the Sauk County Humane Society. You don't even have to go pick them up and deliver them. They'll get delivered right to their doors, Emily.
Absolutely. What a cool thing, too. There's just so many ways to get involved. We always love to talk about everything they're doing over there at Sauk County Humane Society because they just do a lot. Also, kitten season is here, so don't forget our low-cost spay and neuter clinic held on Tuesday and Thursday. Call the shelter at 608-356-2520 for more information to set up your appointment. They do book out several weeks in advance because of high demand. You know, we've talked before about how important that is to spay and neuter your animals. We just want to be able to keep the amount of animals in our community that are able to be housed and fed. So we want to make sure that there's not too many. And that's how you make sure of that.
It is. And it's so important to keep the pet population down, especially the stray population down. And that's why it's important to spay or neuter your pets, is because if they do happen to get out or get around our pets and things happen, then that can lead to other concerns. So it's so important, Emily.
It's so important. And wanted to just offer a super quick little segue We don't have much time for this today because it's we had some other important things to talk about. But because the pet of the week is named Mickey, I wanted to just segue that very loosely into the Oscars last night. I was able to catch some of it. 97th Academy Awards. Best actress is Mikey Madison. That was my segue into that. Best picture was Anora. Mikey Madison was also in that as well. Best actor, Adrian Brody from The Brutalist. So there was some really, really amazing performances. There was, of course, amazing out. And then there was some, it was a tight competition in there. It wasn't like, oh, this one's in the bag kind of Oscars. Like, many years, you're like, oh, it's always going to, you know, like, it wasn't like that. There was some indie films. There was some international films. So there was a lot of different stuff to kind of check out. So it's always neat to see the clips. I really like when they pay homage to the actors who have passed. You know, they spoke about Gene Hackman. Of course, we lost him last week. So it was a beautiful, of Hollywood and all that is and all that's been. So I would think that's a good one. I do appreciate the Oscars, so I do like to watch those. Mostly, I really like Queen Latifah performed. Like, she sang, you know? Like,
she's,
you don't
amazing.
Have to see that very much. So, yeah, and she, some of the, like, Oprah and Whoopi Goldberg came out together, and this, how stunning they're dressed, and they're just, you know, you could tell they're pals. They were kind of joshing each other, and there's some good moments. So, anywho, that list of movies you can, of course, find online. I've seen a few of them. Wicked was up there, which was great. So, yeah, good successful Oscars. I enjoyed watching it. I would highly recommend many of the movies on the list because they aren't the typical blockbusters. There are definitely some different contrasting things out there that you could check out. So, anywho,
and that's kind of the neat part about it. It's not everything that you see advertised, and there's just some great indie films out there. So definitely go check those out. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days, and I've been looking ahead at that. There's some pretty good ones in there.
Sweet. Looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to that as well. So Emily will be back with us at 8:40. We'll go through our calendar days. And it's More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's the 13th Annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. This will be happening at Sacred Heart School Gym, and it's part of the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living. This will be happening on March 8th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Enjoy great cheese, vegetables, maple syrup, honey, meat, bakery goods, and so much more. There'll also be food and process demos happening in the gym. Again, this happens at the Sacred Heart School Gym. It's on Saturday, March 8th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., the 13th Annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. For all the details, check out Hill and Valley Exploration Tour on Facebook. And also that same Saturday from noon until 6 p.m., it's the 40th Annual Reedsburg Fire Department 9-Pin Bowling Tournament. This event is open to the public. Shifts will be at noon, 3, and 6 p.m. with wonderful merchandise and raffles happening throughout the day. Get your teams together. It's $100 per team, and registration will run through Friday. Again, this is at Brewster's Lanes in Reedsburg. It's on Saturday, March 8th from noon until 6 p.m., the 40th Annual Reedsburg Fire Department 9-Pin Team Bowling Tournament. All the details for it can be found at the Reedsburg Fire Department website. And on Sunday, March 9th, the clubhouse at Saddle Ridge will be hosting a St. Vincent de Paul Portage Meat Raffle. The proceeds will benefit the community outreach programs for St. Vincent de Paul Portage, as well as their programs and property updates. Again, this will be 3 until 5 p.m. on Sunday, March 9th at the clubhouse at Saddle Ridge in Portage.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at theviolet sage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:27. We hope everyone's having a great Monday so far. Looking outside the studio, it's a little cloudy this morning, but hey, no precipitation yet. We'll talk about weather in just a few minutes. Here's your list of the news on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM. We hope everyone's having a great Monday so far. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We have something new in the Big Deals store today. It is two tickets to Inconvenience Store by the Baraboo Theater Guild. These two tickets are normally $32. You can get them for $22.40. You'll receive two certificates with a value of $16 each. Again, just $22.40. Two tickets to local playwright Ben Bromley's new comedy, Inconvenience Store. What happens when a group of cheeseheads gets trapped in a convenience store?
Hilarity ensues. The two tickets to Inconvenience Store showing at the historic El Ringling Theater on Friday, April 4th at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 5th, either at 2 p.m. or 7 p.m., and Sunday, April 6th at 5 p.m. If you want to see Ben Bromley's new comedy Inconvenience Store, go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Purchase those tickets now. This is going to be a great show, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For more information about this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers fell to number 8 Michigan State, 71-62 in East Lansing on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. John Blackwell had 19 points. Nolan Winter pulled down 17 rebounds in the loss. The Badgers have two games left in the regular season, starting with a trip to Minnesota on Wednesday. Elsewhere in the Big Ten yesterday, Illinois downed Michigan 93-73. In women's action, UConn knocked off Marquette 92-57. Iowa beat Wisconsin 81-66. Hockey Badgers fell to the U.S. National Development Program 6-5 in an exhibition at the Kohl Center last night. The Badgers now get ready for the Big Ten tournament with a best-2-of-3 series at Ohio State this weekend. Wisconsin's fifth-year senior Casey O'Brien becoming the women's program's all-time leading scorer with a 6-point effort in Saturday's 11-0 win over Bemidji State in the WCHA tournament. The Badgers now advance to the WCHA's final face-off. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We are tracking a system that has the potential to bring some fairly heavy rain late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night, and then eventually rain will mix with and change to snow on Wednesday into Wednesday night. There could be some minor accumulation with that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles, mid-40s. Get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. 8:35 on Monday morning. We have the Goo Goo Dolls on Max FM.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so why don't you smile? The life you kill. The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. Nothing.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby. Come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to. Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a line of
waited on a line
just to be the next to be with you.
Build up your confidence so you can be on top for once. Wake up, who cares about little boys that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. Your game of love was all ran down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. And you know what? We have some great calendar days today, Emily, for Monday, March 3rd.
Yes, we absolutely do. Oh, my goodness.
So many to choose from today here, and that's the part that I struggled with as I'm looking through the list.
About calendar days and... there's some great pictures that come along with some of the descriptors, and today is not an exception. There is some really fun pictures along the descriptors here, so we'll try to do our best to give you an image through the radio of what we see. all right, I'm going to start with one because this is like one of my favorite things. Canadian Bacon Day. Happy Canadian Bacon Day, March 3rd. Delicious, sweet, salty, and crispy. It is time to celebrate Canadian Bacon Day. So it's always a misnomer as Canadian bacon. Yes, it comes from the same animal technically, but it's not bacon. It's more like
ham. No, it's not. it's more like ham.
It is ham. I mean, let's just be real. It's ham.
Yes.
But it's delicious, and it goes on my favorite pizza option, which, as we know and love, have this discussion over and over again. I like a good Hawaiian pizza, and that is Canadian bacon, pineapple, sometimes a barbecue sauce. Ooh. Oh, boy. All right. So that was one of the first ones that literally jumped out at me because that they're slicing up Canadian bacon, and it's got the outsides all, like, crispy and deliciously, probably, like, some kind of sweet on there. Oftentimes, they'll do a little sweet and salty mix on the how they roast it or whatever, but good stuff. Anyways, moving on. Dave, what do you see?
So it is Argentina Carnival Day, and so are you going to the Buenos Aires this summer? It's time to attend the carnival. And they show this lady in there with this, I will say, very ornate costume with feathers and everything else. I mean, a headpiece on her. I mean, that is quite the costume she's wearing there, wouldn't you say, Emily?
Yes, absolutely. It's beautiful stuff that you can see in Carnival. Like I said, last couple of years ago, I was able to see a rendition of Carnival up in Toronto, and the costuming is just, I mean, you can't even, it's almost impossible to describe, like just the headdresses themselves. So yeah,
yep.
Definitely beautiful costuming. I can't deny that at all. So I see also 33 Flavors Day. It's time to try out new ice cream flavors. The picture that I see up here actually looks like gelato. A lot of times gelato, like is right, is similar to ice cream from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have kind of these separate flavors in a way that they've got them kind of laid out. And they smear it onto like a cutting board, basically. And then they'll sprinkle whatever toppings you want and mix it right in. So if it's like fresh berries or sometimes like chopped up nuts and things like that, and they'll kind of fold it into the gelato itself. So that's what this picture looks like. But hey, you know what? Gelato, ice cream, whatever. Try something new. Get out there and treat yourself to something sweet today. It's Monday after all.
It is. And I like this one. It's National Soup It Forward Day. Step into the kitchen, make some hot, delicious soup, and serve it to those in need. So soup is a very huge, tasty item. I love my soup as well. So soup it forward to those that are in need. And, you know, there is a National Cold Cuts Day as well. So, you know, check out the cold cut history. It's really offbeat with those types of processed meats and more. And then I'm just going to go through. I was surprised at how many adult beverage ones fall on today. It is National Mulled Wine Day, National Moscow Mule Day, International Irish Whiskey Day. It sounds Ooh. Like it could be a big headache on Tuesday if you celebrate all these on a Monday.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a lot of also, I just want to say here, there's also Clean Monday today. I'm seeing for March 3rd. Let's fly our kites high up in the sky as we welcome Lent. So oftentimes, and I don't know a whole lot about this, but correct me if I'm wrong, Lent can oftentimes be the beginning of a 6-week period in which you give something up, and oftentimes people will give up alcohol for Lent. So I guess today is the first day of that.
Yep, because Ash
Wednesday.
I have
nothing else to share because I just, yes.
Yeah, Ash Wednesday follows and starts this week. And so, yes, and so you could, people do give certain things up for Lent depending on what religion they follow. So, yep, someone could be giving up alcohol. So, it is also the Iditarod.
You know, people give up certain foods.
Yep, foods or other things in their life. So I remember a quick funny story on this one. My last job, one of my coworkers, who's no longer with us, unfortunately, Robert, sent me over to the personnel director's office, and I was heading over there to take care of something. He sent me over with some Reese's peanut butter cups, and I thought, okay, I'm doing them a nice favor, taking some Reese's peanut butter cups over there. She looks at me and says, why are you giving me those? And I said, I was supposed to deliver those. She goes, I gave up chocolate for lunch.
Ooh.
I'm like, Robert, that wasn't so nice of you, buddy.
That's harsh. Chocolate's a big one to give up.
Got a good laugh out of it. And I'm like, I fell right in the middle of this one. And so I thought I should just eat the peanut butter cups then. So
I feel like that's fair. Yeah, I feel like that would have been a good move on your part. And, you know, nobody, like everybody kind of, well, not wins, but I mean, it just works out.
It does. And she got a good chuckle out of it. And so everyone got a good laugh out of it at my expense. It's also the Iditarod Trail Sled Day. Get ready to join the celebrations around this dog race held in the United States. So, yes, that's
Love
kicking
it.
In. And it is also Guam Discovery Day. So, and is the picture they show here is showing some water and some trees. It almost reminds me of one of those desktop backgrounds you see randomly popping up on your computer.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, totally.
Doesn't
totally
it?
But that place is real. That is beautiful.
Yes, very beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, and my favorite, National If Pets Had Thumbs Day is today. So while pets bring unconditional love and joy into our lives, not having opposable thumbs can prevent some limitations. On March 3rd, National If Pets Had Thumbs Day, we're given the opportunity to imagine what life would be like if our furry little friends had that extra digit. What would they use it for, good or evil? Grab your pet and spend some time with them today, and I can tell you if my dog had thumbs, we would all be in trouble. And so, because he already does things, he opens his kennel door with his paw already, and he shows us that he's doing it. And so that's kind of the funny part that cracks me up, is watching him at the kennel door, opening it with his paw, closing it with his paw. I can't imagine if he had thumbs, right, Emily? And so, all right, looks like somehow we lost Emily this morning. So I know she would say the same thing about King. If King had thumbs, she could only imagine, or if their cats had thumbs. So, yes, we had to wrap up with National If Pets Had Thumbs Day. Imagine what your pet could do with thumbs. So, yes, that would be kind of neat. I would think mine would probably get into more trouble. So Emily will be back with us on Tuesday morning. We look forward to that. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner.
Sweet home.
Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
Enjoy delicious German and Mediterranean food right downtown in the Dells at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräuhaus. Try one of 30 international beers featuring Germany's Weihenstephan, the world's oldest brewery. Why not order a flight of delicious beers or a glass of wine? Their unique food menu at this intimate establishment includes schnitzel, brats, gigantic pretzels, incredible shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, and desserts. Your next magical dining experience awaits at Hofbräuhaus on Broadway in Wisconsin Dells. Prost!
Maximum hits!
We'll be right back.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM. WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.